This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Before we get to brackets, Bill Barnwell wrote this morning on ESPN.com of some of the free agents that are still out there and what would be like the right fit, what would be the ideal landing spot. And he threw out that Keenan Allen would be a great fit for Washington. Keenan Allen, I mean, longtime receiver, obviously, with the Chargers all of those years. And then last year with Caleb Williams in his rookie year in Chicago, he caught 70 balls, you know, on the season for 744 yards. And we know how much Chicago struggled offensively at times, not just because of Caleb Williams. They had a lot of issues. You know, Keenan Allen... Mike Williams and Keenan Allen all those years together in L.A. were in San Diego with the Chargers and Phillip Rivers, and those were some good teams. I mean, he caught over 100 balls five times with the Chargers, and the years that he didn't were the years that he missed games, because he did miss some games. Not as many as Mike Williams missed, I think, at the same time. That was always the issue with the Charger wide receivers. It's like they have an elite pairing, Williams and Keenan Allen. But the issue would always be, are they going to be available? Because, you know, every year one of the two got hurt, if not both of them got hurt. But Keenan Allen would be interesting, wouldn't he? Like, he's big. His hands are unbelievable. He is, you know, would certainly reflect, I mean, not the money, because he's still out there and he's going to be looking for the right position for him too, where he can actually compete to win. But he's a big-time veteran, hands-catching, big-target, outside receiver. I could definitely see him fitting in with the group they have. You know, that's, he's the opposite of Debo in terms of the way he'd be used. You know, he's really going to be in that Noah Brown spot with Noah Brown coming back, or maybe that was going to be a Luke McCaffrey spot. You know, I can't imagine it's going to be a lot of money for Keenan Allen at 32 years old. I've always been a fan of Keenan Allen, and I think culturally he'd be a great fit, right? I think one of the things about Allen throughout his career is everybody has loved him. He's been a real adult among, you know, sometimes a lot of young people. I'd do Keenan Allen, would you, for Washington?
I'd love to have him here. If he ends up being what you consider wide receiver two, with Debo being more of like that weapon X kind of a deal, I think that'd be great for the offense. I'm stunned.
He's a perfect wide receiver too.
I'm stunned he hasn't been signed yet.
Why he's still a free agent, Barnwell writes, Allen was one of the many players dragged down by last season's disaster in Chicago, as he failed to live up to expectations after being traded for last March. One season after posting a 1,243-yard campaign, he managed only 744 receiving yards, but seven touchdowns. His 1.5 yards per route run were a career low. Remember, they were throwing a lot of line of scrimmage stuff. So does Washington. Why teams should be interested? He can still get open. Allen's 57 open score ranked 64th in the league, which isn't great given that he ranked first in the same metric in 2023, but 64th is still good enough to qualify for meaningful snaps in any offense that needs somebody to beat man coverage. Now, you know, you will face, and we saw this at times last year, and we'll probably see it more zone coverage because you don't want to turn your back to number five. He writes, unlike Amari Cooper, who didn't do much in a Bills offense where everyone was producing, Allen was stuck in an offense where everybody appeared to be operating at half speed and nobody played up to their potential. Teams are going to look at Allen's injury history with some reticence. After repeatedly battling injuries early in his career, he strung together a series of healthy seasons between 2017 and 2019. He has failed to play a full season since, missing time with hamstring injuries and heel injuries. He probably profiles as a third wideout in a good offense or a second wideout in a subpar one at this point in his career. But I wonder if this past season with the Bears might have depressed his market more than it should have. That's what I would guess, that everybody suffered in Chicago's offense last year. I mean, remember the frustration at times from DJ Moore last year? And I'm still not sure if it was specific to just Caleb Williams or if it was the way the offense was being called, but I think some of it was Caleb Williams. He just wasn't seeing it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quickly enough. Coaching. Remember, didn't DJ Moore totally blow up at one point during the season?
He walked off the field during a play.
Yeah. Keenan Allen still, you know, in an offense that was not very good, 70 catches, 744 yards, 7 touchdowns, led the team with 7 touchdowns. He's a target and hands. I mean, physically he's got to be right, but there's something about the way he's played the game for years that I love, and I think it's the right kind of signing for one season, a season in which you're trying to go win the whole thing. What other receivers are out there? Nobody really.
No,
right?
not a lot. The pickings are slim at the moment.
Well, Amari Cooper. What about Stephon Diggs? No, they would never. I don't think they'd bring Stephon Diggs into this.
I don't think they would. Yeah. I'm good on Amari Cooper, by the way, too. I'm all right.
Boy, what happened?
I mean, he went from Vegas to Dallas to Cleveland. That put some years on you.
Remember, though, when Cleveland was making that run to the playoffs 2 years ago and Flacco was a quarterback? I mean, he had some monster games down the stretch. But, yeah, anyway. All right, we'll We'll start our brackets, I think, next when we come back. I do want to tell you that Window Nation has a great deal going on, and they've got it going on for the rest of the month. So if you've been thinking about new windows, I recommend Window Nation, and I recommend moving quickly with Window Nation, at the very least, just to get an actual estimate. It's free of charge, no risk. You'll benefit from having that quote. You can shop it if you want. But Window Nation right now is offering two free windows with every two you buy, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for two full years. You'll get an estimate in an hour or less. You'll get your windows installed in a day or less, and you won't have to pay anything on those new windows for 2 years, until the year 2027. Window Nation sells some of the best windows you can buy, some of the most insulated windows you can buy, at a fraction of the price of the expensive name brands, and they often outlast and outperform the name brands, too. They're guaranteed for life, so you really have nothing to lose. If you've been thinking about new windows, call Window Nation and get the free estimate. If you move forward with them, it's going to be the best deal. You're going to be working with a company that is tops in customer service. They've got over 30,000 five-star reviews on Google. 96% of their installs go off without a hitch. They don't require follow-up service. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and take good care of you.